Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Damien Hafnan with your 7 News briefing for Monday, June 20. The Australian Federal Police have issued a warning to parents following a concerning spike in the number of boys falling victim to sexual extortion. The Australian Centre to Counter Child Exploitation says an increasing number of Australian boys are being targeted by online predators, duping or coercing them into producing sexual photos and videos, which are then recorded or saved. The criminals, who are often based overseas, then threaten to share the intimate material online unless they receive payment from their victim. Parents are being warned to be vigilant with online use and to speak with their children about who they talk to online. Up to 1,200 new social and affordable homes will be built in Queensland as the state government faces pressure to ease housing stress on the eve of the budget. Public funding for the new homes will come from the returns of the state's $1 billion housing investment fund announced as part of last year's budget. The latest state government figures show more than 50,000 Queenslanders are currently waiting on the social housing register. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, frontline workers and singles over 50 will receive a leg up into the property market, with the state government to introduce a shared equity housing scheme in this week's budget. The $780 million scheme will be open to 3,000 frontline workers and single parents or singles over 50. The government will contribute up to 40% of the equity of a new home and up to 30% on an existing home and will require a 2% deposit. Eligible properties will be capped at $950,000 in metropolitan Sydney and $600,000 in other parts of the state. And West Australian police are investigating an alleged sexual assault at a Pilbara mine site as a parliamentary inquiry prepares to deliver its findings into abuse within the mining sector. Gina Reinhart-owned Royal Hill confirmed it had received a report of an individual being assaulted by a fellow contractor at one of its sites over the weekend. A spokeswoman said the company was cooperating with police and WA's Industry Regulation Department in their investigations. A WA parliamentary inquiry has heard evidence of widespread sexual misconduct within the mining industry. Rio Tinto, BHP and Fortescue Metals Group are among the companies to reveal they'd sacked workers over assaults and harassment. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. The price of the world's largest cryptocurrency by market value, Bitcoin, slumped below the psychologically important level of $20,000 over the weekend. This capped off a horror week for Bitcoin investors, which saw the value of their holdings plunge by 30%. A US-based billionaire, Jeff Yass, has paid $94 million for a 13% stake in PointsBet. Shares in the listed Australian bookmaker have soared on the back of the announcement. And the ACCC will investigate energy prices following a request from Treasurer Jim Chalmers, asking the consumer watchdog to look into soaring electricity and gas bills. This comes as power prices reach six times the price of just a year ago. It took a while for the ASX 200 to decide if it would stage a partial recovery or dive further into the red, with the index swinging between positive and negative territory for the first couple of hours of trade today. Since then, the market has moved decisively into weaker territory, with energy and resources companies sliding the furthest, some stocks dipping by double-digit amounts today alone. The weakness follows growing fears of a global recession. In the US, Friday saw a mixed close into the weekend, capping off what was the worst week for Wall Street since January. The Australian dollar is buying 69.52 US cents, 66.1 euro cents, and $1.10 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Monday, June 20, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma, and that is your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Harfenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News Nightly at 6.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.